Hello, Market Watcher. Welcome back. I'm David Revell, and this is Value Side at Midday. Well, it turns out Wall Street's allergic to higher interest rates. What we're seeing right now is a giant allergic reaction to higher interest rates by Wall Street. Few people outside the portals of Broad and Wall comprehend just how important interest rates are to Wall Street. It is literally their lifeblood, and anything that threatens interest rates, or worse yet, would raise rates, causes acute heavy breathing, just like what we're seeing right now. You see, Wall Street is built on leverage, and it's a spread between return and cost of funds that the street lives on. Raise the cost of funds, in other words, raise interest rates, and you're directly cutting into Wall Street's income. Now today, by nearly every measure, everything seems to portend higher rates. First came word that Congress can't seem to settle on next year's budget. OMG, that could mean higher interest rates for U.S. Treasuries. And look at that long bond. It's up above 2%. Then look over at energy. Prices are skyrocketing, and that means inflation, and OMG, that means higher rates. And look at stock dividends. Yields are all up. OMG, that too means higher rates. Well, let's take a breath. And step back and objectively look at just how the market is performing. Currently, we are seeing a slide in all the averages, with the Dow and S&P down more than 1%. Interestingly, the biggest hit at the moment is the NASDAQ, where social media stocks in particular are getting hit the hardest. Google, Facebook, and Twitter all down more than 3.5% currently, and they've been flirting with a 4% decline most of the day. Cryptos, bonds, and gold all also down. Once again, the only group of stocks that remains positive is energy, but only by the slimmest of margins. Altogether, the market today is increasingly looking like last Monday's market when we saw some serious technical damage to the market. We'll review the technical picture on our afternoon podcast. But stay tuned now for today's market comment. The U.S. economy needs a new course to follow. Well, the best way to find out where you're going is simply to get out a map. It tells you where you're headed. There's no emotion in a map, no hidden objectives, no political correctness. Today, OPEC, of all places, gave the United States a map. It tells us, as objectively as possible, exactly where our economy is headed. And to say that the news is bad is an understatement, although to the keen observer, it will not be unexpected. The map presented today is OPEC's World Oil Outlook, and because oil and energy are central components in any economy, just witness the troubles currently in Europe and China when talking about oil, this report spends a lot of time talking about the world's economies, and it projects out until 2045 just what the world will look like economically. Now, by 2045, the world is expected to add another 2.6 billion persons and achieve a total population of 9.5 billion. For the next 44 years, the world's total economy is expected to grow an average of almost 3% annually. That includes the world's developed nations, like the U.S. and China, as well as the world's developing nations. It's here that we come to a key concept in the report, a concept that in the nearly 50 years which I've been studying our economy has been completely turned on its head. It used to be a given that the more energy a country used, the faster that country's economy was growing. This was back in the days of Smokestack America, when the U.S. was the leading industrial powerhouse of the world. That's no longer the case. And it's no longer the case that American economists see the correlation between energy usage and industrial production. This report, however, points out this very essential correlation. According to the World Oil Outlook, published this morning, OPEC projects that total Chinese energy consumption will increase on average over 16,000 barrels per day in oil equivalent. China is sucking down oil and its equivalent, coal, hydro, and nuclear power, just as fast as they possibly can. On the other hand, the USA will consume less and less energy on average each and every day. The report indicates that each day for the next 44 years, U.S. energy consumption will decline 500 barrels per day. Think about that. Less energy usage by factories, reduced transportation, and overall a stagnant industrial sector. Now, the specious assumption has been that we've achieved this through our incredible advances in conservation. But the reality is that we've achieved this reduced energy use by shipping our factories overseas to places like China, which gladly use energy to produce the goods that they can now sell back to America. Many in this country will point to the chart on CO2 emissions in the report to show the success of the Americans. This chart shows that China produces twice the CO2, a questionable measure of pollution, incidentally, but China will produce twice the CO2 that the Americans do, which in... Now granted, reduced emissions are a worthwhile objective. Cleaner air makes a healthier environment for all our people. But there can be no doubt that American factories are the cleanest in the world and far ahead of China in their ability to reduce or eliminate pollutants. Pollution isn't the issue here, however. Economic growth is, and that challenges how America can repower our industry. We will know we're on track when American industry uses more energy in a clean, non-polluting way. Now, the world oil outlook ends, like any map, with our destination. Assuming that we stay on the course we're on, here is where the U.S. and China will be in 44 years. For the U.S., the next 44 years are projected to be tepid at the very best, with marginal growth rates each year averaging just 2.3%. This corresponds directly with our unwillingness to use available energy. By 2045, the U.S. gross domestic product is projected to come in at less than $39 trillion. It's the result of what really is a very poor economic growth rate. And that's the key here. To remain competitive, the U.S. must find ways to increase our economic growth. For China, the year 2045 is a year of economic dominance. For 44 years, the Chinese economy is projected to grow at an average rate of 3.9% per year, nearly double the U.S. rate. Add that all up, and they will have an economy that has a gross domestic product of $64 trillion. No other country will be close. The United States will lag far behind China at that point. Perhaps it's time for the USA to change course. And that's The Value Side for Tuesday, September 28. I'm David Revelle. Please join me in praying that our country may get back to work.